Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Real talk. Right?
What's your favorite alcoholic beverage?
If you love being in a girl group, this is totally for you.
Some people call us overwhelming.
Yeah. Love it or leave it, we don't care.
No, but we want you here.
Welcome to you. Can sip with us. I almost said another round.
Right, because it felt events. Right. Uh-huh. Yeah, what we would be doing.
I just bought that lip. I'm Colleen.
I'm Ashley.
Yep, and
not
I'm sipping
a diddly diddle.
No.
I don't have anything right now.
Me neither. You? No, but so Ash is putting on lip oil, and it's one you brought as a fave here.
Yeah,
bought it. Mm-hmm. Love it.
It's great, right?
It's great.
I love the way it feels. It's a little minty fresh kind of vibe.
Yep. And in the, when I bought it in the picture, I was like, whoa, this is going to be really dark. But then you put it on, it's not.
It's very sheer. Yeah.
Yeah.
How are you? Tired. So I got diagnosed with H. pylori, which is a bacterial infection in your gut.
No.
And it's from like, most likely causes is eating unclean food or water.
Okay.
And a lot of us, apparently, it can be as a result of if you take antibiotics and then your gut microbiome gets hammered, and then you would ingest something that isn't good, and normally your gut would have the proper bacteria balance in it to fight that off. And if you don't, then you can get something like this, H. pylori. So I was Googling, we found it because I did a stool map, and we did a stool map, like a GI map with a stool test. We did it because a year ago when I did this, I had off the charts candida. Candida's totally cleared, but then we found H. pylori, and it is so painful and very draining on my energy. And so most people, I think, treat it with antibiotics, but I'm trying to do it the natural way with my functional nutritionist so that I don't hammer my gut even more. Mm-hmm. But it's just a slower process. And you're not supposed to really have caffeine with it. So I've been like trying to reduce caffeine, but the fatigue is beyond comprehension. I'm like so tired all day.
Just go get an antibiotic. I know. Clear it out.
I know. Yeah. I'm going to talk to her about that and see. Because she's like, yeah, you can totally do antibiotic, but then you have to really work on the repair of your gut. I don't know. I have thought though, because I'm leaving next week, like a week from, no, as you guys are listening to this, I'm leaving today to go on a little girl's trip. So I don't want to be feeling low energy and fatigue, you know?
No. And even just the day-to-day stuff.
Right.
Being an active parent. I mean, it's so hard. Like if you get like a cold or you have anything slowing you down, that's just times a billion when you don't get to really rest.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tough.
So I'm sorry. Just like, I'm tired. You're coming back from a little
Just gone for the last 2 days in Hood River, and it was lovely, and we did a whole bunch of nothing. It's very smoky here. There's fires, which is normal. It's fire season. It does feel like it started a little bit earlier this year. It was pretty smoky where we were at, and then we're coming back to smoke because there's fires in like Oregon City, not in Oregon City, but like in Canby, and it feels like they have it under control, but it's kind of normal for that, not normal for that area, but it's more of an area that can be susceptible. Yeah. I guess every couple of years it happens, but nothing like what it was during the fire a couple years ago. Yeah, but there's, I mean, there was a huge one just not close to us. The scary thing about the one a couple years ago is it was like right up against Portland Metro.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's just fire season. It was pretty smoky, but we, Hood River's cool. Like every time I go to that town, I think this is a cool little town.
It is. It's so cute.
And it just, it's, it marches to the beat of its own drum too.
Yeah.
It's got a lot of just, not crunchy energy, but like, it's just a lot of like local stores and a lot of personality and a lot of just good food and good beer and good wineries. And it's just very alive.
Yeah. Good vibes all around.
Good vibes, good community feel. So I just love it there. And you could tell it was like a couple couples and we're all parents of young kids, and you could tell because nobody wanted to make dinner. Nobody wanted to like cook or clean up after people. It was like, we're eating out. We're having fun.
Right.
We have no agenda other than
flying by the seat of our pants.
Yes.
Nice.
And it was great. It was great.
So recharging.
And now we're back and it was a lot of fun. But I have a question for you.
Okay.
Because I think we have a hangover, but I want to make sure this is going to work.
Okay.
On the podcast. So when did we do the two sips about the, and if this might be a teaser, I guess, but being married to the stepbrother?
Oh, was that, that was last week. Wait, was it this episode?
No, it couldn't have been.
Because it did air.
Yes. Okay.
So what you're actually going to hear this episode is we had to double record before. And I do think I was a little like I said at the beginning of this episode, I'm not drinking because I'm not drinking the intro during the intro. But I think we get a little looser towards the end of this, but we recorded it a while ago. And so I can, and sometimes our editor or our assistant is like, can you give me some bullet points? I'm like, I don't know what we talked about.
Yeah.
I black out, you know? So I don't know what was talked about. I don't remember what was said, but this aired. Yeah. And we said, this sounds like a you problem.
Yes.
Unless we're missing something. Yeah.
I was recapping Chris about this one about, because it is a tricky, I understand it's a tricky situation, but I loved how you were like, I would own it and introduce John to anybody of, hey, this is my husband and my brother.
Yeah.
Make a joke. So the person who wrote this wrote into us with more context. So this is our hangover.
We'll see if anything changes.
More context regarding my situation. And by the way, you guys, if you're in a spot, a tricky spot, anything, email us at youcansipwithus@gmail.com. If you want our two cents and advice on anything or even just funny things, email us. Okay. Mm-hmm. More context regarding my situation that my mom is with my father-in-law.
Yeah.
I really appreciate your view on the situation. There are positive sides to this. Our kids love having two grandparents together. They're super good with our kids and they are happy. We need to set our feelings aside and let them be happy, which is truly all we want. We have concerns I will talk about next, which we feel it's the love we have that is wanting to protect them.
Okay, so there's some things going on behind the scenes that I guess does complicate things a little.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't feel, I don't know. I guess, I mean, marriage is like legally binding, I guess. But one of her concerns is that things are going to blow up and then make things more challenging in the family. But like, mm-hmm. if they break up, wouldn't that be the same thing? Like they're already, didn't she say they're basically living together?
Yeah.
So they're already like pretty cohabitated and that is going to be messy if they break up either way, right?
Yeah.
Whether it's a marriage and then a divorce or just like breaking up. I don't know. I also feel like this still isn't your thing to have. I don't know.
It's almost like they're taking on too much.
Yeah.
Trying to protect their parents, which I totally get. And I think it's okay. There's a couple other issues being spoken about in there that I think are very fair to call out on an individual basis as a loving family, as a loving family member, as a loving child, to directly express what you're seeing with a few things. And, you know, but in terms of the marriage itself and trying to stop that, I don't think there's any stopping that.
Yeah.
In how things were talked about or addressed with you, there's a lot of things that are fair to talk about. But also at the end of the day, you can't you can't control other people's lives and the future of what may or may not happen.
And I also think, like what you said in this second email that's going on, it does make sense why you would have more concern than in the first email. But in your first email, there was a lot of judgment. And generally, when there is judgment, right, you're like, that's maybe your subconscious belief system. Like when I'm coaching somebody and they'll say, well, my mother-in-law's doing this or whatever, right? And they'll be like, I mean, it's totally fine, but there's like, I can feel, or people do it about their husband or their kids or their sisters or whatever. But when there's judgment, that needs to be cleaned up. And then mm-hmm. it's easier to say, like it's easier for your ego to then say, well, actually I'm upset because of these things. But your first email read very judgmental, that you've got some other messy stuff going on there, that you feel like they're being irresponsible or whatever. And I do think it makes sense to have concerns based on what you said in the second email. But I also think that there is some messy judgmental stuff that you might not even be aware of, but the tone of your email read that way. And so I think when you're trying to clear things up or have conversations with people, it's really important that you can clean up the judgment so that you can come to it well-intentioned, so that if it goes in a way that you don't like, you know that you have your back on it. Like you're not getting defensive. You're not saying things you don't mean, right? Like it's very important that you look at your judgment towards them, you and your husband, and make that very clean, because I think it's easy to say, oh, well, no, it's actually this, but you've got some underlying things going on that is going to make this situation more painful and likely not result in as good of an outcome, because you're bringing some baggage to the table. Mm-hmm. And then you're disguising it by saying, oh, but we just care because of this. And I think you do care. And I think those concerns are valid, but there's some other stuff that is not appropriate, I don't think.
Ding, 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 ding.
Well, speaking of, you know, managing through thoughts and your brain, and you know, if you need help with that, because all of us, I think, can have really messy, complicated brains. That is why this show is sponsored in part by BetterHelp. We have been a partner with BetterHelp for a couple of years now, and it is legitimate therapy with licensed professionals done straight from home. So it's done 100% online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You're going to go online, fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a therapist. And then if for whatever reason, their schedule doesn't work out, the vibe isn't a right match, you don't like their style, you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. I think I switched like 3 different times until I found one that I really liked, but I really do love the affordability of it. I love that I do it from home. I love that it's like super convenient, because sometimes the hardest part about therapy is finding a good vibe match, for lack of a better term. So this makes therapy so convenient and affordable. I'm a big fan.
Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/sip today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/sip.
Okay, what do we want to do first? Do we want to do, I have F, Mary, Kill in Adam. And you know what I love about F, Mary, Kill, its resurgence, what? Is that it is a part of Taylor and Travis's love story now. So it feels so like on brand for us, but I found a bunch of F, Mary, Kills for inanimate objects. And then you've got what? What do you have for us?
What I have for us is a weird facts. I'm calling it a weird facts showdown, but really it's just me sharing weird facts, which I think that's where
and then I go,
yes.
Like that? Okay.
Yes.
I can do that.
But I think maybe mine is a warm up to yours.
Okay, great. Mine Let's get us loose.
Just a little warm up, but I think some of these will blow your mind.
Okay.
This one isn't. Okay, actually, I didn't know this. You know those things that are like, this is a berry, but this isn't. Uh-huh. You know,
like avocado is a fruit or something like that.
Yeah. And it just feels like a technicality.
Right. Yeah.
But this one is
or like
strange.
Someone was stoned when they made it, when they classified things. Okay. All right. Tell me.
Bananas are berries. Have you heard that?
No. No.
Bananas are berries.
And have you fact checked these facts?
I think
or we're just trusting.
No, I think these are pretty factual.
Okay.
This isn't like fact or crap. This is just weird facts.
These are facts.
Bananas are berries, but strawberries aren't.
Okay.
You should set your drinks down.
No, you had me at bananas or berries. I said, okay, I'll give you one. You get one gimme.
Yeah.
Strawberries aren't berries?
Correct.
Bananas, I'm Googling.
Are bananas berries?
Berries. But strawberries aren't. Wait. They are botanically classified as berries, while strawberries are not, because bananas develop from a single flower with one ovary. Okay, first of all, that's also okay, a fun fact. Okay, what? Ovaries? And typically have seeds inside, which meets the botanical definition of a berry. Strawberries develop from a single flower with more than one ovary.
Okay, wait, since
and
when?
And their seeds are on the outside, making them an aggregate fruit and not a true berry. Why are they, who the frick named them strawberry? You know, the strawberry's flesh is actually an enlarged flower receptacle that contains many true fruits, or I don't know what this word, acinus?
This is why. This is just wild.
This is like inappropriate.
Like if I said, hey, I'm going to go to the store and grab some berries right. to have with French toast tomorrow. And you're like, yes, grab me bananas.
Yeah. But don't berry. Get, if you, if I said, can you grab some berries and you came back with bananas and not strawberries?
Yeah.
I would drive you immediately to the emergency room and I'd say, give her a lobotomy. Something's wrong with the brain.
Something's wrong.
She's not right.
Okay. Octopuses have three hearts. I feel like I can get behind that.
Also, do we know the plural of octopuses? Is that how you say
that? I think
that?
It's octopuses, not octopi.
Okay. I was going to say octopi. Octopuses or octopi. Oh, they're both acceptable plurals, but octopuses is the more common and preferred term. Okay. Well done.
And do you know what color their blood is?
Purple. Blue?
Blue. Good.
Blue.
Good.
Okay. But what was the thing? They have three what?
Hearts.
I believe I have heard this because, do you remember? I think I brought it as a favorite thing. Remarkably Bright Creatures.
Okay. Yes.
Is a book about an octopus. And his relationship with like the cleaning lady at the aquarium where he lives. And so I learned a bunch of wild facts about them that also that they are incredibly smart creatures.
Really?
Remarkably bright, some might say.
Wow.
I would put that on your guys' list. It sound when I heard, because I think I found it on Book Talk. And when I heard it, I when you say like, oh, it's a relationship between a woman and an octopus, I think, that sounds like a children's book, you know, not like a 350-page novel. But it won all kinds of like things and was on, I think, Reese's Book Club or whatever. And it was incredible.
Wow.
Put it on the list.
Okay.
Okay.
We know the fact about honey.
Like it's good just for like, allergies?
Doesn't go bad.
Oh, right. That it that's the only thing that is like, okay. It's the only thing that they say is shelf stable. My issue is... Have you ever had honey for a couple years?
Crusty, calcified.
Impossible to use.
Yeah.
So then, and they mostly come in plastic. And so then you got to put it in the microwave or
which feels weird.
In a boiling pot of water. So, somehow heating. And then it's like, okay, well, it doesn't go bad. But the plastic that it's in is going to like, then it's leaching into it.
Yeah.
So then it is bad.
It is bad.
But what
I
else?
I knew that it didn't spoil, but I didn't know that it could be eaten thousands of years later.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
Thousands of years later. Do you know what a group of flamingos is called?
Or what are you gonna flock. Say? Mm-mm. Nope, I don't think I know.
A flamboyance. Isn't that cute?
Oh my God.
Like they're so flamboyant.
Do we think that that is where the term that we use today came from? Like, oh, they're flamboyant is like, because a flock of flamingos is a sight to behold, I would imagine.
Right.
Or a flamboyance of flamingos.
Like, what's the root
right?
meaning
it's like,
of
oh, that's
flamboyance.
A flamboyance. And so then someone's acting extra. And at some point way back in the, what, 1500s, 16, 17, 1800s, I don't know, they said about a person that they were being flamboyant. Yeah. They're like, because they remember
they're
the flamingos.
They're as brilliant as a flock of flamingos.
You know, yeah.
That
and
are
so like,
not
oh, there's very, you're very flamboyant.
A flamboyance
and now
of
all
flamingos.
Of a sudden, it's just like, we don't even use it in real, in
if
whatever.
If we were, let's say in Florida, and we saw a bunch of flamingos.
Yeah.
And we were together and I said, oh, look, a flamboyance of flamingos. You'd be like, what's going
on? I would. Well, I don't know. Maybe I would. I like to think I wouldn't kill the bit and maybe I would just carry on. But inside my brain, I think we're both know we're making a joke right now.
Yeah,
right?
This isn't, you know, real.
This isn't real.
What a silly goose thing for her to say.
Those fabulous, sparkly, I don't know. I would just go maybe on about it and just pretend.
You'd roll with it.
Right, I'd roll with it. I'd try.
Before I jumped into the flamingos, you were going to say something. You said you just...
Oh, I saw a thing today as I was scrolling because I did a lot of just rotting today.
Why?
We did a lot of rotting and resting. I don't know. Well, yeah. Rev's in an asthma flare. And so it's like everything. I'm like, oh, should we go to the trampoline park? Nope. And any like swimming, anything, any movement of the body is when you're in a flare is out. So you just have to like sit around and we played board games and whatever. Anyway, so I did also quite a bit of scrolling. And this girl had no voice. She was like, good. And it happens to me all the time, right? So she could barely talk. And she said she had heard about taking spoonfuls of honey. So she did it live on camera and she was eating honey and her voice miraculously came back.
Whoa.
I mean, it was still like a little bit here and there, but it was, you couldn't hear her at first and it pretty much came back.
Wow.
So I thought I'm going to keep that in the old arsenal because I have probably lost my voice once a year for the last 20 years.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And she just was.
She was taking spoonfuls. She had three spoonfuls. Yeah.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Wow, cool.
Anyway.
This got me.
Okay.
There are more stars in the universe than grains of sand on all of the Earth's beaches. I feel like if someone were to ask me, like, what's the most high volume thing? Like, if I were to say, like, I love you more than... If someone says, I love you more than all the stars in the sky or more than all the grains of sand on the... on every beach on Earth, I would be like, the grains of sand one has it because they're just so small. And think it's about bigger. All the beaches.
Right.
Anyway, interesting.
But that is the saying, though. The saying is, I love you more than all the stars in the sky. So somebody at some point knew it.
Knew this.
We just thought, oh, that's a cute thing to say.
Cute.
That's cute. Oh, that's adorable. Yeah. But it would have been more meaningful if you would have said grains of sand. But okay, you know, we'll let you have it. Turns out we would have been wrong.
We're going to have to Google this one because I can't.
Okay, I'm ready. I got my fingertips ready.
A day on Venus is longer than a year on Venus.
What?
I can't comprehend it. A day on Venus is longer than a year on Venus.
It takes... Okay, so it says, yes, a day on Venus is longer than a year on Venus because it takes longer for Venus to rotate on its axis than to orbit the sun. Oh, it takes longer.
So what does that mean if you lived on Venus?
It takes Venus 243 Earth days to rotate once on its axis. So that means like rotate around itself, right?
Like to go from day to night?
And then to day again. Right? That would be like a full day, like a full thing, which is the longest rotation of any planet in our solar system. This rotation is also in the opposite direction of Earth's rotation. Okay, so toilets would flush the other way there. Year, it takes Venus 225 Earth days to orbit the sun. Because Venus is close to the sun, it orbits faster than Earth. So a year on Venus is shorter than a year on Earth, but longer than a day on Venus. That is wild.
Okay.
Oh, it says this means that a day on Venus is almost 8 months long.
Holy cow.
Wow. All right.
Sharks existed before trees.
They have
been around over 400 million years. They do seem otherworldly.
The 400 million thing seems a little... No. Whoa, there.
400 million.
400 million.
Yeah.
Did they predate dinosaurs?
How?
Did sharks predate... Guys, this is the kind of shit you need for trivia.
Yes.
No, sharks evolved before dinosaurs and outlived them. The earliest sharks date back to 450 million years ago. Which is millions of years before dinosaurs walked the earth. Also, how do you know this? You know what I mean?
Right.
No one was around 450 million years ago in the depths of the sea to like...
Science, though. They're looking
But how? How did they... Because I would think that the shark fossils would be at the bottom of the ocean. Are people exploring shark fossils at the bottom of the ocean? I guess they must. But then how do you know how far? Like, also, all of that blows my mind. How do we know
how is this possible?
How, like, when you find a dinosaur artifact, humans are finding them, right? And dinosaurs walked the planet way before humans did. So we're only ever knowing about their fossils. How did they then say this fossil is 250 million years old?
Right.
Like, how do you, you know?
Okay.
Science.
How?
Whoa.
Do scientists.
Good. Good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Determine the age of fossils.
Smart. Good question.
Radiometric dating. Electron okay. Sounds made spin, up, but okay. Renaissance, and thermonucleolescence. Okay, I actually met someone who is an archaeologist.
Okay.
And this was at a birthday party for a kid. So it was like a kid's mom. And she's an archaeologist. And in my mind, I'm like, I gotta make sure I know. Like, I'm like, okay, this is what I think it is, right? Archaeologist. Because you don't hear that ever.
You're right. Never, is it a dinosaur or a researcher? Never.
Met
no.
An archaeologist.
They're not walking around. They seem as extinct as dinosaurs to me.
And I felt almost starstruck. I was like, wait, what?
What?
Like,
yeah. I would be less starstruck if someone told me I walked on the moon.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. Anyway.
Okay.
So, wow. Kudos
Did
to
you
all
take
the
a picture
archaeologist
with her?
Asked for her autograph.
Yeah. You should have, if you didn't.
Pineapples.
Where did you learn these things, by the way? Where did you find all these?
ChatGPT.
Oh, nice. Okay. You just said, give me a bunch of random things?
Yes.
Nice. That's what we do when you, you take the podcast, you know, job seriously.
I do.
She said content.
I have content. Pineapples were named after pine cones. Isn't that cute?
I could see that. I
because
could see
they
it
because
they have
their little spiky
like
appearance. But
that's cute.
That's nice.
That is
so every
cute.
Time you look at a pineapple, you're going to think, huh, you were named after a pine cone.
Oh, you cutie.
Oh, I've seen this on a documentary before and it's crazy. There's a species of jellyfish that is biologically immortal, meaning it can revert to its juvenile form after reaching adulthood. It can turn back into a baby.
What is
and it just
the
can live
reason
forever.
For that? You know what I mean? Like, why
Survival.
Would that be? Okay. All right.
I mean, I don't
Could
know.
Could we, you know what I'd like? If scientists can figure out that sharks were around 450 million years ago, is it possible to take the, figure out what gene or cells in that jellyfish do that to that so that it could then inject it into whatever, like dogs, animals, us, kids?
Yeah.
Anyway, our parents, grandparents, come on, science.
Come
Try
on.
Try a little harder.
Come.
Oh, you're going to be impressed that you know shark was 450 million years old? I'll be impressed when you figure out how to help the world go back to infancy. You know, whoever I want, but selective. And don't give it to everybody. Just you and me, I think. I'll leave it at our disposal. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, we can't give that to everybody, but just keep it tight.
Okay, I'm going to rip through a couple of these. These are fascinating. Cleopatra lived closer in time to the moon landing than to the construction of the Great Pyramid of Giza.
Fine. That's fine with me. Okay, I don't mind it. It's all right.
This one's good. Okay. The inventor of the Pringles can is buried in one.
Like in their ashes?
Yeah.
That's okay also, but I just think if Pringles was my legacy, I'm not sure I'm proud of my legacy. You know, I'm not so proud that I'm like,
no, it's just the Pringles can, not even the Pringles.
Right.
It's just the can.
But all it is a cylinder. Uh-huh. So like what's so, you know, I don't know.
A little homage.
It seems, well, I guess maybe the family thought.
Yeah.
This would
this
and
this
also
perfect.
It's probably a cheap urn because urns are like hundreds of dollars or thousands of dollars.
Yes. Pringles Very expensive.
Just pick one up at the store.
Yeah.
$3.
That's good.
Cheers. Cheers. Yeah.
Cows have best friends and can become stressed when they are separated from them.
Everything I learn about cows makes me want to not eat them ever.
Really?
Yes.
Like that's
I found
a very
myself
cute
on,
little fact.
That's so cute. Maybe we were cows in a past life, Colleen.
Maybe.
I found myself on like cow social media, you know, the algorithm, whatever. So it starts feeding me cow talk videos. Yes. There's like farmers and they have like personalities and all these cow. They're like pets. They're like dog. They like love their humans if they're treated well. So, but I also know that they contribute to like our, you know, ecosystem and circle of life and all of that. But I feel like I don't know that I could ever not eat them, but I would like to. And you could do this very easily in Oregon. I feel like I could probably do it easily here.
Yeah.
Like go in with a couple families and buy a cow that I know lived a really good life.
Yeah. We've done that before.
Yeah. I feel like I just need to research that and commit to it. Problem is we don't have the freezer space for that, like a quarter of a cow or whatever, you know?
Yeah, it's a lot.
But I hate, so I always try to, if I can, buy like grass-fed, grass-finished, because I have heard this, that like, and when you buy like regular beef or whatever, you also ingest their toxins, including stress. So if they're raised on like a horrible farm and then they're going into the slaughter and they feel very stressed, like they have those emotions, mm-hmm. it goes into their meat and then you eat it. Ugh, I don't.
We can move
I
on.
Feel like they we should. Can yeah, we can't. We this can is heartbreaking.
On. This is hard. Okay. Butterflies taste with their feet.
Oh, that's cute.
Okay, but did also, we know butterflies had feet?
Or that they needed to taste? What do you need to taste? Why do you like, need to taste? You can fly.
Okay, but I'm Googling
butterfly feet. Yes, I know they have feet. Of course you know they have feet. What do you think they stand on? Just their stomachs?
But
like when they land on something, of course they have little tootsies.
Oh, they're like the thin.
They're like a fly foot. They're just like a little tiny
I guess
thing.
I've never thought about them as feet.
Well, they're probably not called. Are they called feet on butterfly?
Legs.
Imagine they look like a human foot. Just
like, have you ever, toes. An insect has legs, not feet.
Right. Yeah.
You
right.
know?
Yeah. But they're little pads or something. Yeah.
They do. They're actually little feet. They have the long legs and then they have these little teeny tiny feet.
I need a picture of them. Where?
I just Googled butterfly feet.
Butterfly feet. Yeah, but I'm here. Butterfly feet picture and I don't see their little tootsies.
They've got little teeny tiny tootsies.
Okay, well, also it is, oh.
There's just like
yeah, I do
little,
see this. They got, it looks like kind of like
two little
bird's claws. Yeah.
Yes.
But also again, back to the taste. I didn't know that they would need to taste things, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay. Only a couple more. The human nose can detect over 1 trillion different scents.
That's and a lot. How many dog? How? Okay.
Yeah. Let's give a comparison
how
point.
How many scents can the dog nose
sniff?
Sniff.
Scents.
10. Oh, scientists report 10. That a dog sense. 10. No. Scientists report that a dog's sense of smell is 10,000 to 100,000 times more acute than a human's. So we can do 1 million cents?
Yeah, 1 trillion.
What's 1 million times 100,000?
No, 1 trillion. We can
have 1 trillion?
1 trillion.
Humans can have 1 trillion. Is yes. that what you just said to
the
me?
The human nose can detect over 1 trillion different scents.
Okay, yes. The more interesting fact there is I wouldn't have known that there were a trillion scents on the planet. A trillion?
Do you think there's things we just
I'm gonna
can't
get,
smell?
I'm going to say, how much is a trillion? Because I want to know,
do
like.
Do you feel like there's, that the dogs are picking up more scents or that they smell everything more deeply? Like, you know, when you're pregnant
I think they smell
and you
everything
smell
more
everything
deeply.
More intensely.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like that.
Okay, 1 trillion equals 1,000 billions. Think about how much $1 billion is. This is 1,000 billions. Huh? And we could smell that much? And also there exists that much?
Yeah. It's a lot.
Huh.
It's a lot. Last one. You can fit all the planets in our solar system between Earth and the moon with room to spare.
Oh, that's interesting. That is interesting because cool. when I see like the solar system on a picture,
mm-hmm.
They're not spaced that way.
No.
They're spaced all evenly and perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Design flaw.
Design flaw. The kids grow so fast, but that doesn't mean they have to outgrow their favorite items after only a few months. Posh Peanut gets it, which is why they make super stretchy and colorful clothes that seem to grow with your child, so you'll get longer wear out of those adorable styles. Their pieces are made with ridiculously soft viscose from bamboo that stays soft even after you wash them over and over again. And their high quality fabric is 4 times stretchier than cotton, so it grows with your child. It's also breathable and chemical free, which means they're delicate on your baby's sensitive skin. Posh Peanut makes thoroughly crafted, beautiful and stylish clothing for kids and families, designed in-house from beautiful florals to your favorite brands, such as Hot Wheels, Disney, Hello Kitty, and Barbie. Posh Peanut is made for infants and kids, but they also have sizing for moms and dads if you want the whole family to match. And if you're not a parent, consider this perfect gift idea for any little one. Posh Peanut is loved by over 1 million parents and also adored by all your favorite celebrities and influencers. We can't say their names, but if you know, you know. Seriously, I love our Posh Peanut stuff, and we're totally at the age where the kids are growing out of things so fast. So it's so nice to have these quality staples in our kids' closets so that we can continue to wear the soft, best stuff over and over and over and have it last longer too.
Right now, Posh Peanut is offering our listeners 20% off your first order with promo code SIP. Go to poshpeanut.com/SIP and use the promo code SIP for 20% off your first order. That's poshpeanut.com/SIP, promo code SIP.
Are you ready for a little good? Let's.
What? I am excited to. I think you were supposed to just rip those off at me, and then I was just talking a lot because I thought we were riffing. But now we've taken a lot of time, and I have a lot more time that I need from you on these because there are some good ones.
You know what we could do? What? Some here, some there. We could some do some Patreon. Here.
Some here, some there.
Some on some Patreon. Everywhere.
Okay. Yes. So this is F. Mary Kill. She has the descriptions here, but we know what F. Mary Kill means, so we don't need to do that. A bagel, a scone, a croissant.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
I'm killing the scone.
Let me actually read the descriptions because I kind of like them. She says,
Okay,
F, the first, is one is a night of inimitable. Passion, rushing pulses, fleeting, carnal, but red hot and burned in your memory forever. Okay. The second, Neri, is a lifetime of singular devotion, your constant companion, your stalwart soulmate.
Okay.
The third is a murder, brutal and short as life. Oh, wow. You must eradicate it from the world. It will never be seen from again.
Wow.
Choose wisely.
Wow, wow, wow.
Now I ask again, bagel, okay. Scone, croissant.
I actually switched my answer because of those descriptions. So,
So
I'm still killing scone.
I agree. Scone was going to be my kill list.
And I know that that's going to break a lot of hearts to listeners.
They're
out there
dry. They're dry.
Yeah.
Who wants a dry scone? Not me.
Not me. I mean, they are kind of versatile. Like they're savory scones and sweet scones, but you're still a scone's a scone.
Quicker. I've got so many things. Just go. Go. We got to rip through. I got so many things. Pick up the pace here, babe. Okay.
After all of the chitter chatter from each of my facts.
Exactly.
This is my first minute of mic. This is my first minute of mic time.
And it's about to be your last. So just hurry up. Get on with it. Okay, so we're killing the stone.
Okay, and I'm going
my
to.
My first minute of mic time.
I'm going to marry the croissant. It's actually my favorite.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I love a croissant.
Mm.
I'll keep it quick.
You're effing with a bagel?
an F with the bagel. No, switch.
Swap. That's what I was going to say.
F the croissant and marry the bagel because bagels are more versatile.
Sandwich, breakfast. They're who you're taking home to mom. The croissant you're having a wild affair with.
Right.
Kay.
Who doesn't like a bagel?
Peach plum pear. Peach plum pear.
Okay, you go first this one.
I don't really
have strong opinions on this one.
I think I'm murdering the plum.
Yeah.
No, that's the right answer. I'm probably marrying the pear. Because it just feels like a classic. You can count on it. It's a stand, you know, it's a whole standby. Peach, give it to me like only you can. You know? You know what I mean?
One night.
Make it juicy. Make it sweet.
We got one.
Make it worth my time.
That's the right answer.
Is that same for you?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, goodness gracious.
Okay.
Cold, cough, night sweats.
I am going to cold cough. I'm going to kill the cold because there's such a variety of colds and you hear cold and you think mild, but I had a cold for 2 weeks one time and like was in tears. No thanks.
Yeah.
That's like typically colds last at least 2 weeks. Felt like it was longer than 2 weeks. Okay. I'm going to F with night sweats.
Okay.
And I'll marry
one
the
night,
cough.
It's a little exhilarating.
Yeah,
marrying the cough?
I feel like I kind of have had a cough my whole life. Like, as long as it's not a crazy cough.
Wow.
Yeah.
You could be picky about your cough.
I don't. Night sweats, even with an Uller or something, I feel like that would keep me up at night.
Yeah.
And sleep is just too important. I mean, maybe the cough would too, but I feel like there's more you can do to just sort of like suppress the cough or deal with the cough.
Yeah.
Like you don't see over the counter. I mean, maybe there's night sweat medicine, but like, I feel like I'm trying to go for a loophole there.
I got rid of night sweats with the Uller. The Uller cured my night sweats. Mm-hmm. Not for you.
No, it definitely did. I'm just feeling like if you had chronic night sweats, maybe we're fine marrying that if we have the Ullers and we don't have to worry about it.
Right. That's what I'm thinking. That's my least like impactful on my life.
Yeah. I was interpreting it as like there was no way around it.
Yeah, that's true. Like we have to have them. Yeah, that's true. Night sweats are awful.
Yeah.
Ugh. Okay. This is a little tricky.
Okay.
Beautiful flower, healing rain, warm blanket.
What? Healing rain, beautiful flower, warm blanket.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to marry healing rain.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, like if that's just going to heal everything.
Count on it. Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah.
I'll kill beautiful flower. That's fine. I don't have an issue with that at all.
Wow. Oh, wow.
And I will.
Wow.
F with the warm blanket.
Okay. Actually, I was thinking, but then like, what else are you killing with a beautiful flower? But they don't have to be pretty for like bees to like them. Bees just pollinate and like hummingbirds, like, so
all
it doesn't have to be beautiful.
Flowers or just like, I can't see just a beautiful flower anymore.
Well, it doesn't say. Yeah. It says beautiful flower, healing rain, warm blanket.
Okay.
So you stand by your answers.
I suppose. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's fine. I think that's fair. Okay. Roast potatoes, mashed potatoes.
Okay.
Baked potatoes.
Okay. You got this one.
I am, oh man, this is going to be painful for a lot of you. I am killing mashed potatoes, I think.
Wow.
Yeah. I think I am. When I think about like who's the marrying type versus who's a good like one night stand, the marrying type seems like a baked potato.
Mm-hmm.
Like just like a classic, you can count on it, you know?
Right.
It's good. It's a good security there. But I don't really want to have a one night stand with roast potatoes.
No.
Those don't sound fun at all. And that makes me think maybe I should, maybe I've gone wrong here. I think I'm going to kill the roast potatoes. Yes. I am going to have one hell of a good time with some mashed potatoes. One magical night. Baked potato, Mary.
Yeah.
Baked potatoes
are great.
Yeah. Baked potatoes are good. Mashed potatoes, we're effing them. And then I'm marrying the baked potato. Yeah.
Stand by it. Roast potatoes. Yes. I feel like I've never had a roast potato that I've loved. And maybe that's a hot take, but like dicing a potato up and just putting it in the oven. I don't know if there's, you never have. Did you
if
ever
they,
have
what if they would have thrown what we should have done? French fries.
Yeah.
Potato chips.
Yeah.
Do we do baked potato? Tater tots.
Yeah. That's
okay. So that's for you
French
now.
French fries.
I'm passing it to you. French fries, tots, chips, potato chips. Like just, you know, your standard classic chips or whatever.
This is hard.
I know.
Oh no.
What will she do, folks?
I'm killing a French fry and I can't believe I would say that. I cannot believe those words are coming out of my mouth right now. Yeah.
What?
Yes. And I'm marrying chips because I love a salty chip. And
oh my God.
I know. I don't find myself going to French Fry Land that often. I love French fries. I think Red Robin fries when they're hot right out of the thing with the ranch.
Yeah.
But for the rest of my life, on like a Sunday afternoon, French fries are harder to make. I got to like air fry stuff. A bag of chips just open. They go with everything. I got dips.
Oh, that's your first problem.
Dips?
No, you're making French fries. Just order them from a restaurant.
But for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
For the rest of your life, I'm not going to be ordering French fries from a restaurant.
Oh, well, I will be for I literally will be for the rest of my life.
I just think French fries at home?
No, French fries at home, of course we're killing them. Homemade French fries are not good.
This is a head-to-head competition with chips, which I could just buy at the store, and they're super versatile.
That's true. That is true.
If I'm going to like have something at a restaurant and there's a basket of French fries next to a basket of tots, I'm going tots all the way.
That's true. That is true. God, but I love French fries. So I would say French fries are probably these days in the last 6 months to a year, I think French fries have become one of my very favorite foods.
Yeah. You notice how dark it got here?
Yeah,
for me?
It is pitch black. Compared to Blair Witch Project right now. Barely like, even see your face. I see it just a blue light because there's a blue light on her microphone and I don't see her. Are you here?
Sunset.
And then it is black.
Oh, wow, wow, wow. All right, should we do one more of these?
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me see if I can find a good one. Okay, all right. Shoot, I got so many good ones. A burger.
Okay.
A slice of pizza, or just like, let's say a whole pizza. Why are we doing a slice? A burger, pizza, nachos.
Why? This is so hard.
Mm-hmm. I know. Tell me about it.
Because lately, nachos for me have been making a big climb.
They slap. If you get the good ones, they slap.
I'm marrying pizza for sure.
Yeah.
Pizza. Yeah. I can't. Pizza's too incredible. Too important. Yeah.
Your relationship is too meaningful.
Burgers. And if I did that to Chris, he loves a good burger. It's like such a.
I know. And like classic summer. Staple barbecues.
I can't have a life.
I'm killing nachos.
I'm killing burgers. I just can't live a life without nachos.
Nachos though are so hit and miss. I feel like
they are. It's a big risk.
Yeah, it's a big risk.
This is huge.
You know, actually, and as it turns out, so is marriage.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you think you're marrying the greatest thing ever, and then you're like, well, that turned out a little less than tasty. Whoopsies.
Whoopsie poopsies.
Whoopsie daisies. And then you just got to live with your decision, you know?
Yep.
I'm killing nachos.
Okay.
Wow. What are you doing? You're marrying them?
Yes.
Oh my God.
No, okay. I married pizza.
Oh, you married pizza.
Effing nachos.
And you're effing nachos and you're
and
killing
burger.
And
I'm killing the burger, which I hate that I had to say that.
Okay. I'm killing nachos. I like pizza more than burgers.
Okay.
But it feels like a burger is better for you. So I feel like I should marry that. Like, that's a smarter choice, right? The burger is who you take home to mom. The pizza is who you're like painting the town wild with.
Yes.
Red, whatever. Paint the town wild. But I do like pizza more than burgers, but like the smart choice. Oh my God, do I go with my head or my heart on this? You know,
it's going to haunt you forever.
I feel like I'm going to say to hell with what society says is good for me. And I'm going to say also marry the pizza, but I am going to fuck a burger. Warmer, sunnier days are here, and we want to be outside playing. We don't want to be inside grocery stores and at the kitchen slaving away. We want to be playing, right? So meet your wellness goals in time for you to enjoy the rest of summer that we've got with Factor. They are chef-crafted meals with options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, or Keto. They are fresh, never frozen meals and are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. They offer something like 35 different meals a week, plus more than 60 add-ons to choose from. You'll always have tons of flavors to try, but they also some repeat things here and there. And so you'll find your new favorites. And this is going to help. It helps me feel really good because it's all like fresh farm produce, dietitian approved. I do the Protein Plus option, but I have yet to try something that isn't delicious. They feel like restaurant quality meals. They've got premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, blackened salmon. I'm not hanging out in the kitchen, getting my dishes dirty and chopping and doing all that. I just take the Factor meal out. I transfer mine into a bowl presentation, you know, pop it in the microwave for 2 minutes, no shopping, prepping, cooking, cleaning up, nothing. And then I grub down on this freaking delicious food. One of my favorites is their sun-dried tomato chicken. It's served with zucchini. Do you love that one?
Love that one.
It's so good.
So good.
With zucchini noodles. Oh yeah. Ugh. So it's like, for me, heavy protein, but also heavy on the veggies. Big, big fan.
I shared a little bit. I'll be sharing a little bit more maybe about just some stuff that my family's been going through. My dad is in the midst of a cancer treatment and process, and I recommended Factor to them because they were looking for something just super fast that they could have kind of on days where they were dealing with more of the treatment stuff, but feel good about the things they were eating. So they've also been loving Factor so much. Mm-hmm. Head to factormeals.com/withus50 and use code withus50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code WITHUS50 at factormeals.com/WITHUS50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active. It's 50.
Oh,
sip
five
with a,
zero. Yes.
Yeah, 50.
50, not
with us, 50.
Okay. With us, 50.
Nailed it. Nailed it. Wow, we nailed that.
Haven't subscribed to our Patreon yet?
No. Well, here's what you've been missing on another round.
If I die, make some jokes about my death.
Okay.
Can't hurt my feelings. Like, I'm gone. Have some fun with it.
But that assumes that I outlive you, which...
Or anyone listening.
Anybody listening.
Permission granted.
You all thought you could just have a nice, easy podcast.
Now you have the weight of Ashley's legacy on your shoulders.
Yeah, and if I live for a long time, I wanted to say God willing, but I don't know if I believe in God. Something willing. We're losing listeners by the second.
You can hear him leave.
But tell your kids to make jokes about my death. You know what I mean?
Wow.
I'm probably going to regret this episode.
No, it's fine.
Sign up now at patreon.com/youcansipwithus.
Okay.
Let's bring her home with a little
and the bird.
Rant
and rave.
Rave. We have ranted.
Ew. Okay. I just looked at what my rant was. I forgot what it was and it grossed me out.
Ew. We have ranted about this before, but tonight we were We woke up this morning. We were like out at the park and I was like, you know what? I should make something nice for dinner tonight. Right. And it's
okay.
No, I was like a Sunday night. Not something crazy, but I feel like on the weekdays, we're like doing the quick weekday meals.
Yeah,
I'm not,
right.
And I like to cook. So like, I want to make something good.
Yes.
So I Googled best recipes online and I found a five-star chicken recipe with like thousands of ratings.
Remember, this is her rant, folks. So I think we could, there's a little foreshadowing here. Curious how this making something nice went for you.
So, yeah. So I'm thinking about it. I have to do a little grocery shopping. So I'm like, right. I'm going to have groceries delivered to my door. Make it a little easier because mm-hmm. we had some things going on. We wanted to take kids to the pool. So order everything on the click list. That's, you know, whatever. Fred Meyer click list. It's our grocery store delivery. It comes later that day. Put it all away. Take the kids to the pool. Got to get home in time so we can like make dinner before we're doing like bath and bed and that whole thing. And I'm actually making something tonight that's going to take a little more time. It's a chicken recipe. Get the kids home from the pool. I'm like, Chris, take the kids upstairs so that I can cook while
Chef Colleen is in business.
Quiet kitchen. And open up the refrigerator and no chicken. No chicken. Where's the chicken?
No chicken.
They forgot the chicken.
What?
Yes. And I had frozen. I was the recipe called for chicken breasts. I had frozen chicken thighs, which turns out the Costco sized version of that takes forever to de-thaw. Like forever to thaw out. And they forgot whatever. The recipe called for fresh basil too. They forgot that. And I just.
What do you mean they forgot it? They like literally forgot it, or did they say they were out or something? Who's out
charged
of chicken?
Us for it? And this is my rant. It's just
maybe
I
there
love
was a bag in the car.
Grocery delivery. I love grocery delivery.
Oh my God. But yeah.
Just sometimes the big misses. And we just didn't even know.
That's
notice.
A big. Yeah. Well, because you're like, just, you're like, okay, that's a boomerang task kind of thing,
yes.
right? And luckily, you were hosting a dinner party, but you think I've checked
something.
The. Yes. And also, you're the one placing the order. Maybe Chris is helping unpack the groceries.
That's exactly what
right?
happened.
Yes. And
that's
so
exactly
he's not
happened.
Knowing what you placed, and you're yep. he's helping you. And so you don't know what he put. You just assume it's there.
Yep. It's exactly what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And
so what'd you do?
Well, I was sort of like, I de-thawed the chicken thighs, but those took forever. Mm-hmm. So then dinner was late. Then I was rushing. By the time the kids came down, I was just
yeah, then it's not a great,
it all together,
amazing meal.
And I
it's
was stressed.
Stressful. Yeah.
And then we like finally get everything plated and sat down and I'm just I'm still just like stressed about it.
Yeah.
It just wasn't, it was just frustrating. And
that is
they'll refund us chicken. It's not that big of a deal. But also, it's like, that doesn't actually fix it, what happened.
Right. Right. Yeah. No.
You know? Or like, they've when you damaged. Order takeout and there's something missing, like a whole meal missing or something, they'll refund you. Well, that doesn't really fix it because now the whole family's...
Well, I ordered pizza the other day and I added artichoke and they said $3 artichoke. And I said, well, that's fine. Cause I wanted to get a little extra fiber on the pizza, you know, an artichoke heart is very high in fiber. So I said, let me do that. I paid $3. Pizza arrives, no artichoke. And I said, is it worth my time to call and complain? And what are they going to do? Sorry about it? Or like we could send another pizza out when I don't want two pizzas or they're going to, I don't know, maybe they would have credit. And I just said, listen, it's $3. But it's like, if you pay for something, and then you have to like either decide if it's worth my time to fix or just be pissed off. And you're pissed off either way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Frustrating.
Yeah. So I feel like several years ago, I'm going to air some of our dirty laundry here, Colleen. I feel like it was several years ago, maybe. I don't know. There was a time where you and I realized that we had read the same 17 or Cosmopolitan article in a magazine. How we discovered this, I don't know. It could have been we went to the bathroom together. And both of us discovered that we sit on toilet seats and don't use the tissue or whatever, right? Because the article that was in the magazine said you don't get, like, there is no disease, there's no studies that say or whatever, research.
It's all just fake news.
It's all just, nothing. Like, nothing happens from sitting on toilet seats. Now, if I'm at a public disgusting restroom or, like, it doesn't have a toilet seat, like, I'm at a rest stop or whatever, then I'll hover. But generally, I sit on a toilet seat. And I like to take a quick gander. Are there any droplets? Like, is there any pee on the seat, right? Mm-hmm. I like to see that. And then if I determine there is nothing, there's no shiny reflection, you know, I'm looking around, whatever. John and I go to date night last night and I see nothing. I sit on the seat. I don't feel anything, right? I'm just peeing, whatever. I stand up, wet ass.
No.
And then I'm thinking, whose pee is all over my ass now, right? Oh, it's somebody's pee all, and it was like, I couldn't see it. And I was at someone's house the other day. They have little boys.
Yeah.
And he was in the bathroom and then I went in after him and I didn't even think to check. You know, it's at someone's house. I didn't even think to check, which I'm going to have to start doing this now too, probably with Mac. But because you don't feel it when you sit down usually, but when you stand up and it's like this extra cool air or something, you know that it's wet. And I had his pee all over my ass. And then I thought, you know, and then my brain goes to like, do I need to shower when I get, like, do I get in my pajamas with this on? And like, or, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then by the time I get home, I forgot that I sat in someone's pee. So then it's just on my pajamas. Or sometimes I only wear like underwear to bed. I'll wear like a shirt, but no. And so then I'm like, you know, just pee. Someone else's pee all over my sheets. Yeah. No. It's gross. No. And I don't know how to solve it because I don't think the solve is to use those paper liners. I also don't think the solve is to squat because I'm not going to do it.
Right.
I refuse. Unless it's disgusting, then I'll squat. But in general, like a porta potty, I'm squatting.
Yes, 100%.
But when you just get someone else's pee all over your ass.
Disgusting.
Awful. And it spreads out. It's like there's a little drop on the seat, but then, you know, as liquid does, it's all over.
Everywhere.
And then I'm like standing up and I'm just trying to wipe all over because I don't know how big it, I don't know how far it reached. You know what I mean? And then I'm just like, still, do I need to get hand sanitizer and just spray it on my ass cheeks?
It does intensely violating.
Ew, God. Now you can see why I said ew when I read my rant.
Ew.
Because I put it in there last night when I was at date night. I sat on the seat and I stood up and then I was like, oh God. And I said, I got to put this. So then I was a little buzzed and went back to my phone. I typed it in and I forgot. And then when I saw it today, I said,
ew.
Vom.
Yuck.
What's your rave?
My rave's really quick. It's just a little like one-liner that is cracking me up from Ben. So we've been watching Olympics and then I'll say this a lot where it'll be like swimmers and I'm like, Ben, these are the best swimmers in the whole wide world. Uh-huh. Like, Ben, these are the best runners in the entire world. And I think it was the running where I was like, Ben, these are the fastest people in the whole wide world. These are the best runners in the whole wide world. And he goes, in all seriousness, and this is just a rave with like little kids.
Yeah.
In all seriousness, he said, well, they haven't seen me run.
Oh my God.
And then he'll say it about everything. So I'll be like, Ben, these are the fastest swimmers in the whole wide world. Well, they haven't seen me swim.
And he's correct because I don't know of any 4-year-olds that are in the, or five, is he five?
Five, yeah.
I don't know any 5-year-olds that are in the Olympics yet, but he's not wrong. Well, he's not wrong.
Well.
They haven't seen me run yet. But they haven't seen me shoot a bow and arrow yet.
It's back in his chair.
Yeah. You know who else I could see that saying that? Your dad.
Yeah.
I could totally see your dad saying something like
that. Yes. Well.
Yeah. They haven't seen me yet. Oh, Ben. That's got to go in your mom journal or whatever that thing is that you do. That is the cutest.
What's your rave?
My rave is just date night. John and I. So he got COVID and then family was in town. It was busy and all of it, you know, was fine. I was going to say all of it was great, but the COVID wasn't, but you know, family in town was all good. But I just like felt like I missed him. Uh-huh. You know, when you like live in the same house, you see that like we both were home all day. I see him all the time. Routine, I sleep next to him, but I just was like, man, I miss you. So we got a babysitter and we did date night last night. And it was just nice to like eyeball to eyeball, have some laughs, sit and talk and eat and whatever, you know?
Yeah.
I just love date night.
Yes.
I love it. Especially, and when we just had Rev, we made a very big point of doing it weekly. It's a little harder now. Like life is busier. The kids are bigger. There's two of them and there's always kinds of things to do, whatever. So they don't happen as regularly anymore. I think that's fine.
Yeah.
So I just really look forward to them.
Hmm.
And you and Chris had a date night too this week.
Yeah, we just had a date night, right?
It's
we had amazing food. We went to another Indonesian restaurant because we're on that kick and it was incredible.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
it was wonderful just to be able to hang out.
Yeah. Right? And like just have some time to talk and remember who you married.
Yep.
Because you know you marry the good one when they're like the great dad and all the good partner and it's a da 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 da. But like they get back together, it's just the two of you. It's like, man, I really love you, dude.
Yeah, so cute.
Date nights. All right.
And we love all of you. Tell a friend about the pod. Slam that 5-star.
Slam it. Come over to Patreon. Patreon is where it's at. patreon.com/ you can sit with us.
And we will see you.
See
you can sit with us always.
You can sit with us always. And we'll see you next Tuesday.
Bye.
What more you can sit with us? How about another round of your favorite podcast?
We
Sign me up.
Join us for another round over on Patreon. That's where we give you the down and dirty. We get raw and real. We raw dog it over there.
Oh, yeah. Every Friday, at least, we drop Friday episodes over on Patreon and additional content. It's all ad-free. You can sign up. Go to Patreon, patreon.com/ you can sip with us, or download the Patreon app and search You Can Sip With Us. Become a patron. $5, guys.
It's $5 a month. I mean, just give up your latte one day. One day out of 30 days, boom, paid for.
Yeah. Yeah. Totes, kabotes. Do it. We'll see you over there.
KCO.
Every Friday,
love
guys.
Love you.
Bye.
You're our crew. Bye.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.